Yeah.
That's like, don't even edit it. Who fucking cares?
That's the opener.
Hello, welcome to The Bits. This is Paulina.
And it's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Hi, everyone. This is Claire.
And rounding it out is Quinn.
She's back.
Rounding
back
from Vegas.
Yeah, she survived, really, is what we're going to say.
She survived.
Actually, I thrived.
Good for you.
Okay, Quinn, yeah. quick cue. Was Vegas harder on your body or was game five harder on your body?
Ooh, tough call.
Oh, my gosh. Because the combination was like toxic for most people.
Back to back.
Right? So,
it's a tie.
It's a tie.
Yeah, but look,
it's
we're
like
here.
Kissing
we made
your sister.
It.
Oh, what? What?
That's what they call a tie. Like kissing. Okay.
Oh my God. I hope you don't have a sister.
Is that a sports thing?
No, I only have a brother. So it's like kissing your brother.
Like sisters less barfy? I don't know. It's all weird. You're weird.
Julia, if you're listening, you're muffs.
Pucker up.
Yeah, pucker up. She would hate that.
Honestly, you look great for what you've just been through. You look hydrated. You look rested. Have you been working at all or just napping?
I've been fitting in work in between the naps.
Oh, good.
And like long sleeps at night. Like your girl like shuts down.
Yeah, you have been off the thread.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I look?
Yeah. Paulina looks like Howard Stern right now. But
please reference the Bits Yeg on Instagram for a sneak peek.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You look amazing.
Oh, did we put something on the Bits?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Probably will.
We're going to.
I mean, I did not
take that moment away from
us. I didn't authorize. That's fine. Do what you need to do. I am nursing a hangover that has lasted several days.
Yeah.
Can we talk about... Okay, so obviously the big news around the Bits right now is, and the entire city, is that the Oilers won round one against the Kings.
Heck yeah, we did.
As we expected them to, but as long as it wasn't a game seven situation, I'm like extra happy.
I'm extra happy that Brett Kissel wasn't in the building.
And guess what? We won. Because
and we
Brett Kissel listened to our advice.
Thank you, Brett Kissel.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I gotta just say this. They made easy work of the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah.
The closest game was 1-0.
Yeah.
But it just never really felt like the Oilers were out of it. Even when they went down in game two, it just never, like they clawed back into that game. LA ended up winning, but the rest of it, like it just, I never felt uncomfortable.
Me too. I feel the same way. They seem so solid.
Even in that 1-0 game, they looked solid. Like we didn't have a bunch of shots, but the shots that we did have, the attempts were really, really good. And the stats were still in our favor. LA had almost no scoring chances.
Well, the knock against the Oilers is always like defense. That game, like their defensive play was incredible.
There is no longer a defensive knock on the Oilers. I believe we are killing it in the
curse,
defensive
and
stat.
The curse
and
is over.
And guys that struggled last year, like specifically Vincent Desharnais was struggled in the playoffs last year. And, you know, Matthias Ekholm has come out and said that he's been one of their best defenders.
Yeah.
So, like, it just goes to show the learning experience. And so that's why if they play the Canucks.
And the Paul Coffey factor.
The Paul Coffey factor.
Right.
I like the experience factor of the Edmonton Oilers.
Do we think Darnell Nurse, who has improved vastly, do we think he's the next Paul Coffey here?
No.
Okay. No.
All right. Well, I thought I'd throw that out there. Hot take.
Hot take shot down.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You know what we have to do? We have to give mad credit to Stuart Skinner.
Yeah.
I was incredibly upset. I'm not going to lie. I left for Vegas, I believe, like the next day. No, it wasn't the next day. I don't know when I left for Vegas. But anyways, after game two, he had allowed 9 goals in 2 games and even said in his post game, I'll learn from this. And I was fuming. I'm like, that is the absolute wrong thing to say. If this team is going to win a Stanley Cup, we cannot have a goalie that is still learning.
Right.
And
right.
I use finger quotes there. But dude turned it around.
He did learn that lesson
and
real fast. And
you know what? Learn quickly. Fine. You can say you're learning, but you learn real quick here, bud. because it's the playoffs and we got to win the cup.
That comment from him did not inspire confidence, but the way he has been walking the walk, like he has been inspiring confidence in these games.
Yeah,
like,
he showed up different.
We love Stu. I mean, I fucking love Stu.
Paulina is currently wearing a Stuart Skinner
call this? It's chain? A giant chain necklace with Stuart Skinner's face on the end.
Again, reference Instagram, at the Bits Yeg.
Yeah.
The better he plays, the higher the thirst level. I'm just going to also add that in.
Yeah.
I mean, Stuart's looking fine.
Okay. So something really cool happened when we went to game five. We all wanted to check out that fan park that Panita was talking about on our last episode.
You know what? I got a mad props to Oilers Entertainment Group. That tent and then outside a huge big screen, they have got themselves an activation that I am excited about.
Yeah, it's really, really cool in there. If you haven't checked it out, highly recommend it. Even if the weather isn't overly warm, just like put on a hoodie. Sit in the tent. It what a great place to watch a game. Yeah. And it's such a good atmosphere. I don't know that it was heated.
I felt heated.
It was cold.
Really? Oh, I felt quite warm in there. It is heated. No,
we know why you felt warm.
Claire.
Yeah.
Claire,
yes,
it is heated. I'm just saying. Fact check. It is.
Okay. The heaters were broken that day. however, you were fired up because something really cool happened.
So
Quinn and I were attending the game. Paulina was not attending the game, but we all met at Fan Park, and
I was planning on watching the game in the Fan Park.
That's right. So we were doing a little pregame, and then we were going to part ways. But tell everybody what happened.
So we were going to part ways. You guys were going to head to the game soon, and then Alesh Hemsky walks on stage.
Old Hammer.
And they're gonna shoot out. Well, not shoot out. He's gonna throw a t-shirt bomb into the
crowd. He was tossing some tees.
Listen, I'm pretty stoked. He had shoulder problems his whole career. Super stoked to see him still being able to throw.
Yes.
But anyways, note.
He can sure throw still. So he was like, I'm throwing this t-shirt into the crowd. Everyone likes to just catch stuff. Like, we kind of assumed it was just a t-shirt. Maybe a donair was inside.
Mm-hmm.
So he throws that t-shirt into the crowd. Our friend, Davey McBrien, former star tight end of his high school football team.
Fast Hands McBrien.
Old Fast Hands McBrien. He catches the t-shirt bomb, hands it immediately to my wife. By the way, Dave is also, he's also going to the game. Yeah.
Yep.
Hands it immediately to my wife because Sarah had just been like talking about how she doesn't win stuff. She doesn't get invited to the games or whatever.
Now, wah,
wah. Wah, wah. Okay. But
love Sarah.
He hands it to her and then the people on the microphone are like, make sure you open that. And then we're like, oh my God, it's a donair. So she opens it and there are two tickets to the game, lower bowl. Two tickets to the game, lower bowl. So they're like, congratulations, you're going to the game tonight. Sarah was like, you know, she gave me the ticket to take my brother, which was very kind.
Very kind.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say wah wah because I complain all the time for not winning stuff and for being left out.
Yeah. And so it was a pretty cool thing.
Speaking of, we got to talk about the karma of Paulina winning the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Because
so we now know what's going on her tombstone, you know, for the sad day that she leaves this earth. It will be that she was selfless on the day of game five.
Yes.
Yeah. So Claire was supposed to come with me. We all know her FOMO. She then rejected my ticket to go with somebody else.
Rejected
She got better, a better seat offer.
So then, it was a better seat.
Oh, ditch Quinn, sorry.
Yeah, free food. I get it. And so we call Paulina on a three-way call. Been a minute since I've done that.
Yeah.
And Paulina doesn't have the excitement we think she's going to have when I say that there is now a ticket available because she has convinced her wife and brother
and other friends to go to Fan Park. Hard for the Fan Park.
Yeah, you'd been hyping the park for days.
Yeah.
So she selflessly said, I have to go with them. Quinn, you take somebody else.
We couldn't believe it.
We couldn't believe it. And then she ended up coming anyways.
Bowl. Yeah. I said
she had the best seats of all of us.
I had amazing seats. These lower bowl seats were like honestly fantastic. Like it was a magical experience. And my brother was like a kid on Christmas morning the entire time we were there too.
Very, very cool experience.
So I was also at the Fan Park bragging about how I would never ditch my friends for better seats. And not an hour later, am I off to better seats okay. to leave the fan park?
I just like to walk that back for a minute. I did not ditch you for better seats. I merely opened up a seat to another Oiler-loving fan. What did you have a hard time filling that seat, Quinn?
No.
What a spin by Claire Devaney.
I like how Paulina's like, you know, like if you can't find someone, let me know. And Quinn's like, my first text out, I will have someone in my seat. Nobody says no to this game.
Especially
because
my seat is only $100. So to get to a playoff game for $100 yeah. is an absolute world of a steal.
Yeah. I hadn't even hit and called on my phone, and Quinn already texted the group. She's like, okay, I got someone. Yeah. Also, I hope that Michelle doesn't listen to this podcast and know that she was third pick overall.
She already knows. Okay. She knew.
Third pick overall.
She knew.
Okay.
And you know what? She loved it. She had a great time. Because how can you not?
Oh, it was unreal.
And I think that leads us into our next topic of completely blowing our load.
Yeah, oh, we did not take our own advice again. I was last week's or, you know, the early game, Paulina and Panita and Quinn that went to the game. I didn't learn from their mistakes. I was very excited. It was hard not to be. And yeah. drinks were flowing. And there's no marathon. We're just full on sprinting. I hope you guys have good cardio because we are sprinting as long as it takes.
Okay, if you remember from a couple episodes ago.
I think we should roll it back to that. Insert that.
Okay. Yeah. A few episodes ago, we were talking about not blowing our wad. And it's a marathon, not a race. Like, take care of yourself during round one. Like, relax.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
And we're in a deep one.
It
yeah,
is
meditate.
Not a marathon. This is a 400-meter sprint.
Yeah,
the
we're,
way
on
I've
three
been
person,
doing it.
We're on a three-person relay team.
But listen. It's game five, and they won the round. Like, mm-hmm. what do you want from me?
Yeah. And you dispense of the team so quickly that now we have rest time. I mean, other than the WNBA game.
Thank
but
God.
Now we have rest time. Like,
we do need
we're
that.
All going to chill. We're going to watch Step Brothers tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay and watch your shows. I'm not going to leave the house until the next game.
So, okay. So we're through round one. What are we looking for in round two? More of the same? I mean, we had it all. The power play looked amazing. They didn't do the same thing twice. The defense on LA yeah. could not figure it out.
I want to see more dangerous Draisaitl power play. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Like,
well,
that
I mean,
has been lethal.
Their penalty kill was 100%. Can't get better than that.
Unbelievable.
So that just has to continue, obviously. The power play has been incredibly sharp. I mean, it's the number one in the playoffs, which is not much of a surprise. And just I could have died the way they were scoring some of those goals. And yeah. even in game five, like LA didn't mean to. They tried their hardest. Drew Doughty said that. There was like, it felt like there was so much time and space right in front of the net, especially on the power play. Like, it was fascinating stuff. Yeah. Just because they're just moving the puck so well, and you cannot. That would be, if you heard that clanging, that would be Paulina's Stuart Skinner necklace.
That's okay. It's a very bulky chain. I'm sorry. It's just Stu saying hi. Okay,
yeah,
continue.
He just wants
to
be a part of the conversation. Well, we got to talk about Stu. He's got to continue to get better. He improved a ton in that series. Of course, the team in front of him played a lot better defensively. And then, I mean, every team is going to be different. They're going to go up against teams with a little bit more offense than the LA Kings.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to be better defensively. Absolutely. But I really like the way they're playing, especially because you look at something like game four, 1-0. They weren't their best, but they found a way to win. Mm-hmm. And that is literally all that matters in the playoffs. It doesn't matter what it looks like. People freak out. Oh, I didn't like the way they play. Like, who cares? They won.
Yeah. Exactly.
They found a way to win.
But I'm
and
very,
that's what's important.
I just feel like there is a different confidence I have in this team this year during the playoffs than I had in previous years. Like the last couple playoff rounds, I was like, you know, previous year's playoff rounds, I was like grinding my teeth, like anxiety, like it felt like every win was like, okay, we did it. But this mm-hmm. is like, especially during this LA round, I was like, the Oilers are the better team.
Well,
like they're gonna win because they are very clearly, you can see that they are the better team.
My friend Ashley said it the other day when we were talking about who do we want to play next, and she said it doesn't matter, we can beat any team. And I don't think we've, even as fans, had that confidence.
No,
we didn't
exactly,
have the,
exactly.
the depth. We didn't have that well-rounded team.
Well, I think we're a lot more confident. I am not very stressed going into round two. I don't think you guys are either. And I would love to just see Stu Skinner remain the pillar of strength on this team.
So I wanted to ask you both, have you still been cool betting? Because I have quite consistently.
I'm locked out of cool bet. Fun fact. Yeah. So I didn't think I did anything except I won my first ever bet in cool bet. If you haven't listened to our episode from a few weeks back with Dusty Nielsen on betting, I suggest you listen to it. It's a great episode. So since then, we've been kind of like on this betting train. Although that right after that first week, that episode that we did with Dusty, I put a Edmonton Sports Talk hotline bet for a parlay. I won that night. And then I got like locked out of cool bet. They were probably like, she's too powerful at betting.
That must have been it.
It must have been it. Well, they were like, oh, we need for random security check, we need you to submit like all your identification. Okay. And then I was like, oh, I don't like entering stuff. So I didn't do it. And then when we were at the fan park on the weekend or this week for game five, I was like, I want to bet. I want to get back in. So we were trying to enter my information, my ID. And then Sarah, my wife, had to take a photo of my face to submit. And then I was moving around too much because I was like, you know, excited and in the fan park. And the picture that was submitted was like blurry. And then there was like, you did not pass the automatic security check. This is going to manual security check. So I may never get into cool bet.
Well, I'm in cool bet and I bet on that parlay and it hit and it's so fun. Also, I've been betting on like every hockey game.
And
not a lot of money, but I've been betting and it's super fun.
But the Edmonton Sports Talk hotline bets have been hitting like every time, have they not?
Well, every single one.
I think they say we're not allowed to talk about that.
Everyone that we have bet on, the EST Edmonton Sports Talk parlay, has hit.
Well, because shortly after that episode we did with Dusty, Quinn, you did a parlay and you texted him 3/4 of the way through hitting the parlay with excitement, and he was like, no, Quinn, you can't do that. Am I right?
It was Paulina's first, because she did the part, like she bet on their parlay after, and we needed was a Draisaitl goal. And so I was like, oh, we bet on the parlay and we just need a Draisaitl goal. And then he told me, you don't cash the bet before it's won. Shut up, Quinn. And I have not since done that.
And things have been good.
And things have been great.
Right on.
And then when we hit the parlay, I just text Dustin, eyeballs. And good. He never responds, but it's fine.
Okay, so if you don't know what a parlay is, also go back and listen to that episode, because we kind of do a betting 101 because we all were interested but didn't know how to do it. So moving on.
Well, and I do want to say about betting, we did this whole episode, learned a lot, but just going in, playing around, having fun with it. I helped my friend Angela. She actually won like $70 the other night.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's like, it's you know, you have to stay cool. Like Dustin said, don't bet too much. I've been kind of throwing $5-$10 at stuff, and it keeps it interesting, makes it fun.
I am loving picking goal scorers for $1.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Cool. Bet.
Oh, we'll get you back on.
We'll
there,
get you
buddy.
Back on, but not with your current look. I will not be taking a photo of you right now for
I would be declined
purposes.
For sure. Declined, yes. For sure. Yeah. Okay. Should we talk about the big thing that's happening this weekend?
Yeah, we've got the ever WNBA game coming to Edmonton. And what, the first or?
It's the second time that it will be played in Canada. And I believe fourth time it's been played outside of the United States.
Amazing.
So,
incredible.
And they really wanted to come to Edmonton. A, because of our history with, you know, of course, the Edmonton grads. And then, of course, the National Women's Team Training Center is at the Saville Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a great history of basketball. We're also just a big time sports city. We love to support those events coming to town.
Yeah,
so.
And ticket sales are good. So I'm going to the game.
We're going to the game.
We're all going to the game.
Yeah, I'm taking the fam.
What's the what's the pre-party situation? Do they have a similar thing going on that they do for like Oilers tailgates?
I know they've got some
Is that tent open?
I don't know about the tent, actually, but I know they've got some activations around the city in support of women's basketball. I don't think they're all WNBA. I think there's some other local organizations, Canadian women's sports, stuff like that. I think they're doing some stuff.
Explore Edmonton. What, like, where's the pre-party?
Okay.
Well, let me see. Okay. I don't know. Well, I was like thoroughly convinced that I saw a Cinco de Mayo party. In
Cinco's
the tent,
on,
but
on
then
Sunday.
Cinco de Mayo is definitely on Sunday. So I, yeah, I was pretty hyped for game five. I was probably seeing some things.
You're delusional. It's okay. So Fan Park isn't open. We're going to find something different to do. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm excited for the game. We have Seattle Storm versus Los Angeles Sparks. So I'm going to be looking out for Cameron Brink because she had a huge...
Cameron Brink, baby.
Yeah, she had a huge showing in the March Madness tournament and... second overall pick in the recent draft. That's super cool.
I'm a big Brink fan. Like, I think that's my player. And so LA Sparks are my team.
Yeah, you've mentioned. I like that. I like that for all of us. Yeah. I think Kia Nurse.
Well, don't even
Quinn
listen.
Is a big Kia.
Queen Kia,
I am
she
a
calls her.
Queen Kia. I am a super fan. I have nothing but great things to say about Kia Nurse. She's done so well at broadcasting. She is a fiery, passionate player. She is much like her brother in terms of that passion and fire and like, you know, standing up for your team. I absolutely love her. Back when I was a sports reporter, and she was actually just starting her broadcasting career. Darnell and I were talking and I was like, oh, well, your sister's going to be more famous than you soon. And he goes, because he's just the best. I love him. He will never take any credit. He's like, are you kidding me? She's already way more famous than me.
Oh, we love to hear it.
Oh, I love Darnell so much. So that was one of my many interactions in which I love Darnell Nurse.
That
always will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love the whole family. Yeah, exactly. So I'm thrilled to see Kia play again. I saw her play for Team Canada here during a FIBA qualifier. And I was, you know, second row, got to just feel the heat from her. Like the passion and the heat. I love her.
It'll be cool to see if Sue Bird makes an appearance. I don't know how often owners travel with the team, but
why wouldn't you want to come to Edmonton?
Why wouldn't you want to come to Edmonton? And yeah, she's a recent investor in the Seattle Storm, which is, you know, Sue Bird is huge and has done so much for the sport. And I bet she just can't wait to see it continue to blow up.
Yeah. Sue Bird wants to come meet Penita McBrien.
Yeah.
At downtown Edmonton's mom. So, I mean, why wouldn't she be here?
Yeah.
Beautiful town, beautiful mom of downtown.
I actually had a colleague at work say that she wants to go to the game so bad because she loves Sue Bird so much.
Oh.
And I just like, how cool is that? That it's just like, that's the impact.
Yeah.
That like somebody wants to go to that game solely because Sue Bird is an owner.
Yeah, because she's involved. And she even said, you know, after purchasing part of the team, she said, you know, it's not just about passion for me. This is just smart business, which I don't think anyone can deny and is exactly why they're bringing this game to Edmonton, because they want to slingshot the idea of getting a Canadian WNBA team.
Yeah, they would certainly love to expand. They're looking to expand big time. Did you know it's the oldest running professional women's sports league?
I did
not. In the world.
Wow.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. And I mean, and that just goes to show you how long it takes for women's sports leagues to develop.
I love it.
Because now it's exploding and it's the oldest professional women's sports league.
I love that it's happening and that we get to see it
and
be a part of it. I think that's just so exciting.
How lucky.
It's too bad that it's taken this long. I know tennis and golf have had more momentum on the women's side.
Yeah, and soccer as well, yeah.
And soccer, yes. But even still, like, even soccer is getting bigger and with professional leagues and all of it. It's just so extremely exciting. So I think we're going to wrap it up here. But before we do, I wanted to ask if anybody has any playoff traditions, because I have one that I'd like to share.
Playoff traditions?
Yeah, is there anything you do...
I mean, more like a superstition. Does that
count?
Sure,
yeah. Like, not just getting drunk with your friends. We know that's the tradition.
We know that
so
that
far.
Is the tradition. Yeah. Well, I think the fan park might be a new tradition, frankly. But for me, it's not washing the Hyman jersey that I've been wearing. Yeah.
Yeah, my son is not washing his jersey. And he even said, I might consider not washing my jerseys throughout the whole season.
I'm not going
and
to.
And I'm not on board for that. He's 11 and plays hard. So
you don't want him to be the smelly kid in class.
No. But yeah, that's a good one.
I have to be honest, I don't. I've started like a tradition this year of like what I'm wearing. I wear leggings with my Oilers socks pulled up, my tube socks, and a jersey. But yeah, I sadly, and like I should, because I've been going to playoff games, like not to toot my own horn or brag or anything, but I've been going for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I guess like, so for us, what we've started to do, we started this a couple years ago when we moved on to the street that we live now. We have some really awesome neighbors that we all get along with and hang out with quite a bit. And so during times of stress and during times of celebration, we will meet in the street and take shots of Fireball.
Oh, that is a very fun tradition.
Yeah. So
I want that tradition. Neighbors.
It could be a Tuesday second intermission, we could be feeling down nervous. By a goal,
that's amazing. I love that.
And we're all running into the street and chugging some Fireball.
Well, I love that for you.
Quinn, well, you want to drive up to my neck of the woods every intermission and take a shot of Fireball with me? We can switch.
Why do I have to be the one that drives?
I'll come to you.
Let's meet in the middle in a park.
Ooh, I like that. The bridge. Okay, perfect.
Okay,
have a couple of bridge trolls making new traditions.
Have a very happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
We love you lots. And that Stuart skinny looks great around your neck.
I appreciate
it. Skinny skin man.
Be around my neck somehow.
The skin man.
That whatever I just said came out incredibly wrong, and I apologize to Stuart Skinner and his whole family.
Especially his mom.
Thank you, and happy playoffs.
Bye, friends.
Thank you for listening to The Bits. You can follow us at The Bits Yeg on Instagram and subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.